The key to emotional victory is the presence of God.
Dr. Tony Evans says God's not only ready to change the way we live, but the way we feel.
If the Lord is your shepherd, He will meet all of your needs.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Christians experience emotional pain just like anybody else, but Dr. Evans says sometimes we're just better at hiding it. Let's join him as he explains how God can heal those hurts and meet our emotional needs in healthy ways.
The 23rd Psalm, one of the most magnificent literary pieces that has ever been written. And yet its depth goes much beyond simply a great flow and great harmony and syllogisms that express the heart of a former shepherd. David has looked back at his old occupation when all he was a shepherd boy. And he remembered what it was like when he took care of sheep. He wrote Psalm 23 with that old occupation in mind, only this time he's the sheep and the Lord is his shepherd. God had him to pin this as part of his inspired record to let you and me know, if the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet all of your needs. The end of Psalm 23 is the beginning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If the Lord is your shepherd, he'll meet your spiritual needs because he'll restore your soul. When you get up and go, it's gotten up and gone. He will give your soul its life back. If the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your directional needs. If you are lost and don't know which way to go, if you have even gone down the wrong road and you don't even know where the bridge is to get you over to the right one, he will lead you in the paths that are right for his name's sake. David has some good news, because what he wants you to know is that if the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your emotional needs. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David is dealing with fear. Fear is an emotion. Many today are living lives with emotional deficits. Their emotional account is empty. They are waking up every day, and instead of saying, good morning, Lord, it's, Lord, it's morning. Another day to face more discouragement, more despair, more disappointment, more frustration. There are a lot of reasons for emotional deficits, pains of the heart. Emotional deficits are when you are drained and your emotional gas tank is propelling you on fumes. Negative feelings, anger, depression, guilt, fear, regret, discouragement dominate you. You toss and turn because you're overwhelmed with hopelessness, helplessness, and worthlessness. Some try to deny it, fake it, act like it's not there. Some try to override it. The clubs last night were filled. They're filled with people covering up loneliness, covering up pain, wanting to be distracted so they don't have to think about it. Others just go to bed early so that they can go to sleep quicker, to hopefully not have to deal with the disappointments that life has sent their way. emotionally drained person, the forecast is the same every day. Cloudy skies and rain. People who go through this quagmire of emotional struggle have to wrestle with hearts that beat faster than they should, sweat that comes when they don't want it, panic, chills, and a whole lot of other manifestations. David's particular trauma was fear. Remember, David is running for his life. His son wants to kill him. And he has to live life under the umbrella of fear. Fear is like frostbite. It creates a paralyzing icicle on the soul, turning into daggers that shred your very being. Right here, there are emotional deficits. People whose heart ache with one or more of the debilitating emotional tugs that make you cry when you don't want to cry, make you mad when you said, I won't get mad, make you sad when everybody else is laughing. If the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your emotional needs. The context that David speaks from, he says, when I go through the valley of the shadow of death. Don't misread that. He doesn't say when I go to the valley of death. He says, when I go to the valley of the shadows of death. That's not the same thing as death. Let me explain what he means. David used to be a shepherd. He knew exactly what he was talking about. When a shepherd found a lost sheep and was leading him back to the right path, you follow the flow. First of all, God meets your spiritual need because he makes you lie down. Then he shows up and restores your soul and leads you back by the right path. But on his way leading you back on the right path, you got to go through some valleys. When the shepherd was leading the sheep through some valleys, even if it was 12 o'clock noon, if the sun was at a place where it was hidden behind two mountains in the Judean hills, it would cast a shadow over the valley in between those hills. That would be the valley between two mountains. It was the low point. He would have to lead him through that valley. But remember, sheep are dumb, super dumb. And when a sheep sees shadows, as far as the sheep is concerned, nighttime is coming, even though it's noon, because it's dark where he is. Because it's dark where he is, as far as he's concerned, it's going to be night soon, and sheep are scared at night. Sheep are scared at night because it's at nighttime the foxes come out. It's at nighttime the hyenas come out. It's at nighttime the enemies devour them. So when they see the shadow, they think the worst. When they see the shadow, they think this is the pits. It's almost nighttime. It could be 12 o'clock noon, but the light is blocked by the hills. Are you in the valley? It's sunny outside, but it's dark inside. Are you in the valley, the place where darkness has set over and you feel, watch it, trapped? You ever felt trapped? You ever felt that you were emotionally tied to a situation that you can't shake? You can't get out of, no matter what pill you pop. what drink you take, what movie you watch, what biofeedback you get, it's still dark. And it doesn't get any lighter. You find yourself trapped in the clouds of despair in a valley, and valleys are low. Oh, it's wonderful when you're on the mountaintop because you can see the sun from any angle. But when you're in the valley, when stuff is low, but notice what he's doing in the valley. He says in verse 4, even as I walk through the valley. You see, the temptation when you're in the valley is to stop going. The temptation when you're in the valley is to sit down and quit. The temptation in the valley is, I can't make it. David says, I'm in the valley, but I'm still walking. I'm in the valley, but I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm in the valley, but I'm not quitting. He must have known something that we need to know about life in the emotional valley. When you are down low, and here it is. When you are in emotional despair, watch this now. This is the whole point. And you have tried everything you know to get out of it. You have sought every remedy available and nothing has worked. You have gotten all the saccharine substitutes that you could get your hand on, and instead of sweet, it's more bitter. Nothing has worked. The people you thought could help couldn't help you, or they could only help you for a moment, and you were right back where you started. Listen to me. When God allows you to be in the valley of the shadows where things are dark and you just want to die, God has given you a gift. A gift. You say, what kind of gift is it? Take it back. No, he's giving you a gift. Because when God traps you in the shadows, it is because it is there and only there that you get to see who he really is.
Dr. Evans will return with more about our need for God in frightening times when he continues this message in a moment. Stay with us.
Are you hungry for more of God, more of his truth, more of his power, and more of his wisdom applied in your life? Then you need to connect with a community of passionate believers who are growing in God's Word through the Tony Evans Training Center. With exclusive video and audio teaching from Dr. Tony Evans, this interactive online study experience allows you to explore theology, biblical history, and real-life application of the Kingdom Agenda anytime, anywhere. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
We'll return to Dr. Evans in just a moment, but first, I want to let you know that today's lesson is part of his current audio series called Living Above the Circumstances. This two-volume, 15-message compilation talks about how God cares for you and can meet all your emotional needs when you look to Him to overcome your fear, apprehension, anxiety, addictions, and more. We want to help you experience the deep, abiding peace God offers, no matter what's going on in your life. So we're offering this entire collection on CD or downloadable MP3s with our thanks for your contribution to Tony's ministry. As a special bonus, we'll also include a copy of Let It Go, Dr. Evans' life-changing booklet filled with wisdom that can help you break the emotional chains of worry and anxiety. To get this special double offer, contact us today at TonyEvans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our team members help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. I'll have that contact information for you again after part two of today's lesson. Here's Tony.
God will let you try all the options. And he'll wait. He'll wait. He'll let you try them all. He'll let you pop every pill, drink every drink, talk to every person. He'll let you wear yourself out until you get tired enough in the valley. to discover that only there, when you have run out of all of your options, will you ever discover who he is. When he's reduced you to the valley, David says, I'm going to keep on walking. I told the folks the other week, talk about the ways people try to get out of their depression, their fear. Told them about this lady that husband died. She was lonely. She said, I got to deal with this loneliness. So she went to the pet store. She went to the pet store to get a pet, something to just comfort her in her loneliness. The proprietor introduced her to this parakeet that talked. So she said, this is wonderful. A talking parakeet who can talk back to me. That'll fulfill me. That'll help me. So she took the parakeet home, started talking to it, but the parakeet wouldn't talk back. She talked and talked. This was for a week, no talking. So she's kind of wondering what's going on. She goes back, she said, the parakeet's not talking. He said, oh, you forgot to get the mirror. The parakeet needs to see itself in the mirror, then it'll be encouraged to talk. So she bought a mirror, took it back, placed it in the cage. The parakeet could see itself. She talked to the parakeet for another week. Parakeet's still not talking. She goes back, she said, that parakeet not talking. Oh, he said, you didn't get the swing. The parakeet's got to be on the swinging, looking at itself in order for it to talk. So got the swing, put the parakeet on the swing, parakeet swinging, she talking, parakeet not saying a word. Another week goes by. She goes back. She said, this dumb parakeet is not working. It's not doing what I hoped it would do. He said, oh, I'm sorry. One more thing. You forgot to get the ladder. The parakeet got to have the ladder to walk up and down. So that movement will allow it to talk. She bought the ladder. Wouldn't you know it? Another week went by. That parakeet didn't say a word. Except at the end of this week, it fell over dead. Parakeet then died. So she mad now. She goes back to the store and on the store. She said, that parakeet you sold me died. I brought the mirror, brought the swing, brought the ladder. It didn't say a mumbling word. It just fell over and died. The store owner said, I cannot believe this. It died? Did it say anything before it died? She said, yeah. While it was falling over dead, it looked up with one eye open and said, don't they serve any food at that pet store? Okay, food for 4 weeks. It hadn't eaten. It was all the wrong stuff. And that's what a lot of us look for, all the wrong stuff. And the things we hope will solve it die on us. Don't produce what we hope it would produce. In fact, some of the folk we try to get to help us are as messed up as we are. We just don't know it up front. Oh, girl, I know what you're talking about. Like the wife who took her husband to the psychiatrist. She said, doctor, my husband crazy. He's so crazy. She said, what's wrong? My husband think he a chicken. He go around the house, bah, 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 bah. You know, he think my husband think he a chicken. A chicken? Yeah, he think he a chicken. He crazy. He looked at her and said, tell your husband right now, honey, you are not a chicken. She says, I can't tell him that. Yeah, you can. Tell him right now he's not a chicken. I cannot tell him that. Why can't you tell him he's not a chicken? Because I need the eggs. Oh, forget it. I just did it. Okay, she was as crazy as he was. That was the point. This brother up front just got it. I'm just kidding. David says, even though I walk through the valley that looks like death, it's not death, it's just the shadow of death, but it feels like death to me. Anybody in here feel like I am not going to make it? That's the shadow of death. Anybody feels like I'm getting older, the years ahead of me are less than the years behind me, and I'm not going to make it? Anybody here feel like the dread that I see is shredding me and I am not gonna make it? David says, I'm not gonna fear. I fear no evil. Even though it looks bad out there, even though there's an overcast sky, even though it looks like I'm under the situation where the foxes and hyenas could shred me, I am not gonna be afraid. Remember now, watch this. He's in a valley. He's as low as you can get. He's not on the mountain. Anybody gonna feel okay on the mountain? He's in the valley, and it's a bad valley because it looks like death. But he says, in spite of how it looks, in spite of how it feels, in spite of the darkness that's crowding in on me like death, I am not gonna succumb. I'm gonna keep walking. If you're here today and you are emotionally traumatized, you keep going. I know you want to stop, but he says, I walk through the valley. I wish I could tell you. Get close to God and there'd be no valleys, but that's a lie. I wish I could tell you, be spiritual and you will never get discouraged, but that's a lie. I wish I could tell you, the godly folk, the spiritual folks never have disappointments. That's a lie. After David's soul has been restored, after he's being led down the right way, now he finds himself in a valley. But he doesn't find the valley in him, because he says, I'll fear no evil. Even though I should be afraid, even though it's natural to be afraid, guess what? I am not going to succumb to the emotional trauma that I face in the shadows. David, what's making you so strong? Simple, thou art with me. His solution to the problem of emotional discouragement was the very presence of God. The key to emotional victory, when you are emotionally down, discouraged, and afraid, is the presence of God. The key to your emotional disappointment, to your emotional traumatization, is the presence of God. Thou art with me. In other words, when you are emotionally down and you have run out of human options, that's where God wants you to discover his supernatural presence. You will not discover that he's all you need until he's all you have. Until your options have run out and you must throw yourself on him if you're gonna make it one step further. Lord, I wanna walk, but my legs are too heavy. Thou art with me. He understood that the key was the presence of God.
Dr. Tony Evans, with reassuring words about the Lord's presence, love, and concern, even in our darkest times. Part of a lesson from his 2-volume audio compilation, Living Above the Circumstances. As I mentioned earlier, we're bundling all 15 messages in this powerful series, along with his popular booklet, Let It Go. We're making both of these resources available as our thank you gift in return for your donation to the Ministry of the Alternative. Just visit TonyEvans.org today to get all the details. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Most people struggle when they have to move around without enough light. But Dr. Evans says even navigating life is tough when our emotions are in the shadows. Be sure to join him tomorrow as he helps us get a grasp on how to end the battle between our feelings and our faith. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.